Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends, another live podcast.
Wonderful.
Whoa. So, you sent me some questions, didn't you? You sent me 25 questions. You're in trouble, mate. You are in trouble. Right, let's get on with it. Are we up for it, everybody? Hey! Here we go then. I'm going to start with some of your questions, if you don't mind, and I'm going to throw it out to the audience. And love watching David's eyes during this moment. He's so scared.
What happens? It's all good fun. There's a bit of banter. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, here we go. So the first question for David. Number one, what are the three things you look for in a perfect partner?
Well, I look for in a perfect partner goes up. So, as he said, you have to have these things sorted out immediately. There's a lot of women out there. I think 50% of the population are the opposite gender. So you've got to be like hot knife for a butter. You can't mess around. So I'm looking for someone who's going to have the same DNA genetic helix as myself. Blonde hair, athletic builds, I'm not just about physicality though. Someone who doesn't want to endlessly tell anecdotes but likes to listen to them. takes two to tango, Torvald and Dean, you've got to have the right rhythm. As we've just seen, laughter, it's not good for time management. I like people who are up.
So what three things?
No, you're quite right, quite right. So
number one.
That's like a mirror version of me, I suppose.
No. Number two.
Likes to listen to anecdotes.
Number three.
Doesn't get stuck with humour and laughter. So good time management skills. Utilises her time well.
Okay, second question.
I think that works.
Which two celebrities would you choose to have as your parents and why?
Oh, well, that's very easy. Philip Schofield as my...
No, you wouldn't. Be serious. Be honest.
Okay, seriously, I think Rick Ashley...
Who?
Rick Ashley. The 80s icon. Ashley, there we go. A Samaritan in the crowd helping me out there.
Are you
lost
being
OAP.
Are you being
I am, because I listened to him on a radio. I am being serious about this, Brian.
Stop quite, pointing.
Sorry, I keep doing that. Put that down. Put that away. What's that about? He's a man who had his minute in the 80s, but he's resurfaced with a great album, and I'm not just advertising him.
And he'd be your father.
I think he would be, because maybe not a father, more like an uncle. The more I'm thinking about it, it's a bit of an anticlimax. But he's a man who everyone just said goodbye to, like he might as well have been dead, but he resurfaced from the ashes like a falcon, and he's back at number one with iTunes. Sorry? Like a phoenix, thank you, a phoenix, there we go. They're not helpers, they're helpers. They're helping me out.
And who would be your mother?
My mother would be... do you know what? I feel a bit betrayed as to think of somebody else to be my mother.
And who would be your mother?
It would be, and this is like an absolute fact, it would be Rick Astley, let's get it right, and Princess Diana.
Okay.
Simple as that. I think there seems to be a reason for that.
Question three.
Hell of a lady.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever had to see the doctor about?
Well, it'd be a lot of things that my GP...
But I've the had most to, embarrassing...
The most embarrassing would be I have a third nipple, and it's evolution. We all come from mammals, and if you look at a dog or a cow, they have nipples down their chest. That's where we come from. And I have one like a nipple cyclops, really. It's kind of like there type of thing. And I asked him if I could, sorry, what were you saying? Show us, yeah. Goodness me! I don't know about that. It's a bit inappropriate, isn't it? Start showing off nipples.
Oh, you got so they paid £8. You're going to let them down.
There we go. Let's. If things really dip, I'll get out the nipple. There's. Don't worry about that. And
make sure it dips.
The nipple out at some point. It's there. Believe me, I can feel it on my chest. Nipple. Oh,
whoa!
That's
bullying.
Absolutely. I'll get it out later on. I promise I will do that.
Should we end on your nipple?
You will end on the nipple, absolutely.
One more question for me, and then I'll throw it out to the audience. List all the ingredients you would put in your perfect smoothie.
That's a very good question. I actually have got a smoothie machine, and I haven't actually used it yet, but it's waiting for me. One of those things you've got to have high aspirations for yourself. What's it called? A smoothie bullet or whatever, first thing in the morning. I would have a Muller rice, because you'd immediately have... Listen through why I'd have Muller rice. Let the man finish his sentence, then mock. Okay? Because immediately you have the rice, milk and apple sauce in there. All right? So that's about half of your smoothie already done for you. All right? So chuckle away then. I think before you go to bed, you'll be thinking, oh, you had a point about his Muller rice, just as you're fading off to sleep. And then I'd put in some grapes and some tangerines, but pipless. There's nothing worse than tangerines on grapes.
It sounds disgusting.
Really, it's nothing worse than you're enjoying the vitamin C and you get a pip in your mouth. There's nothing unhumanly than having to scoop out bits of pips out your teeth. That's just me. But Muller rice and...
Sensing a dip.
It's waiting there just in case. I'll get him out. It'll be an anti-climax.
Come on, list your ingredients. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Muller rice.
Number 2.
Grapes.
Number 3.
Sasamas.
What?
Satsumas. Sorry, it's not a tsunami. Goodness me.
Number four.
That'd be up the Muller ice steak half. Some bananas. Just some
number five.
Up. Number five. Some peanuts on the top, like muesli or something with some raisins.
Peanuts.
Not health food peanuts. You know, not like KP pub peanuts. Nothing like that. You know, salt. Chuck that in there.
Right, let's throw the questions out to you guys. Anyone got a question? Yes, lady at the back.
Trump or May?
It goes without saying, I think May all the way, for me personally, it's got to be said. She's not quite up there with Thatcher, but she's got that Iron Lady Duke element about her. It's got to be said. I always think to myself, will I want Trump around on Christmas or Theresa? And I think it's Theresa all the way. I think she's just got a certain, just a je ne sais quoi element about her.
What do you mean?
I don't know much about her politics, but just a general... She's got a ladylike aspect about her, really. She's just got a kind of...
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. Politics, really, I don't know.
No.
That's fine. That's not a problem at all. I wouldn't trust Trump, put it that way, with a loaded gun or a weapon or, I think, we might have an apocalypse situation in front of us in the US of A. I don't want to get too dark or miserable with that. But with Theresa, I think perhaps it's going to be safer times.
Second question.
Absolutely. The nipples there waiting.
Just get out now, mate.
I think that's the way forward.
Definitely dipped.
It has, it has. It's got to be. So there was a graft now. Right now. It's
we've been going
down a slide like a ski slope.
So get it out now.
Shall I get out now?
No, no, no,
put
no,
it
no.
back.
Second question. If you could live out the plot of any Hollywood blockbuster, what would it be, David?
That's a great question. And that, I understand, I don't know about politics, but I understand Hollywood films. I've watched a lot of those. Definitely, without a doubt, I think E.T., extraterrestrial. Listen to me through. It's got a great moral about asylum seekers within... It's let's help them, let's get them home before the police get involved. Let's help them call home ASAP. I saw it recently through the eyes of an adult and it made me cry, it really did.
What did you see?
I saw a boy bonding with an alien. I saw...
What?
Oh, this is E.T. Extraterrestrial.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, yes, indeed.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I saw the element of he's an illegal immigrant coming into America. Once again, quite earlier, I didn't... Say, like, I understood politics, but now I seem to be having a grasp of it for some reason. And it's very much a case of, you know, E.T.'s about new hope, about us all connecting and being a universal one. Well, thank you very much. Thank you,
Galax.
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
There we go. That's the film I'd like to live out.
Yeah, Man in the Center.
Have you ever done a press up?
How many did you do?
I don't mind. I think what makes a real man is somebody who can admit the truth in front of other men. And I've never been able to do a full press up or climb up a rope. there we go. That's just reality. I'm sure there's other things I can do.
Do you want to try it now?
A press up?
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Okay, round of applause, David. He's going to try a press up. So David's now getting on the floor. His 8-foot frame. Okay, he's lying on the floor with his arms by his side. He's now placed his palms on the floor. He's now going to push himself up. Here we go.
David.
Very good. Go! Come on, try! Oh, that's pathetic. Try! What on earth are you doing? Are you for real? Was that serious? Are you being serious then?
I can't climb up ropes. I can do ladders, but I'm able to have that.
Oh, Randall, great effort. Great effort. Has anyone else got any questions for... yes, sir. What was the last film that made you cry, David?
The last film that made me cry, and this will be a genuine, you know, E.T. was a real tearjerker, as I mentioned earlier, but the one that definitely made me cry, and it's, you know, not being, you know, it's Turner and the Hooch with Tom. Now, if you watch the end of Turner and the Hooch with Tom...
Are you being serious again?
I am being serious.
Can you stop pointing?
No, sorry, I apologize. Put that away. I'll put that away. I don't want to spoil the end for you. But Hooch doesn't make it. It's as simple as that. And it really is. He takes a bullet for Tom. And it really is. I mean, I've got a dog called Daisy, a Yorkshire Terrier. And we really do bond in a big, big way. You know, man and canine can bond quite. There's a lot of solidarity. They go on walks, feed them treats, that type of thing. And, you know, I do like to think that... Once again, the nipple might be coming out soon. But,
no, I don't know. No, I'm really enjoying it.
I think it's the end of the day. This dog took a bullet for Tom Hanks, and I think, you know, it just showed that connection and unity between the, as a French would call it, a chien, isn't it, I think, a dog, and the human race.
What do the French call an octopus?
L'octopus au nom, no. Something in that vein, I think. I'm not entirely sure. Keep on trucking. Here we go, bro. I'll keep on...
Another question for... Yes, sir.
What is the upper financial limit you would justify for a pair of shoes?
What is the upper financial
limit...
That's
a very good question.
...you would justify for a new pair of shoes?
That's a very... I think everyone should be asked that question. We should almost do like a graph or something.
Let's go for it. Do you want to ask him?
What's the upper financial limit you would justify for
Do you want to ask her?
If you want me to.
Yeah, let's go around everyone.
I didn't get an answer, though.
Don't need the answer, just keep asking. No, come on, David. What's the upper financial limit?
The absolute financial limit for a pair of shoes would be no more than £10 per shoe. £10 per shoe, I think that's more than reasonable. I mean, you know, how much do you spend at Tesco's in a week? About £20, I'd imagine. You've got your Alpine, your breakfast, your microwave meals and whatnot. And I think £10 per foot is more than enough to keep you through 12 months. I'm talking 12 months, I'm not going to have them forever type of thing. But that would be enough for me. I think anything else, you're being conned by the advertising man.
Not sure they're with you there.
Well, they will be in the long run, I think.
What do you mean?
The long run being the future, where I'll be respected, not mocked, and just appreciated. And all this I'm doing now, all this energy and focus and talking will get me somewhere on the top of some kind of metaphorical mountain of respect.
Yes, sir.
Hope. That's the fuel that keeps me ticking.
Okay, exactly how would you go about making a beef stew from scratch?
Very simple. beef will be on the... Yes, yeah, so basically, simple as... health and safety, you've got to get the beef, first off. That's the first aspect that's vital. And then I love an OXO cube. You've got to get those. There's quite a different ingredients out there. You can get chicken OXO or vegetable OXO. And then you need the stew aspects. This is where I get started, though. This is where I get... I roll up the sleeves and I become quite the chef. It's like the beef and the oxo, we've done that. You know, you can leave that to mother. I'll look after the stew. And I imagine the stew would be... I'm smelling the basils as we speak and the sliced carrots. Is that a stew? And just beef and got to get that vegetable. You've got the meat, so you need the vegetables. You've got to balance it out. So it'd be, start dicing and cutting up the potatoes and whatnot. And lots of salt and pepper. And someone get me a knife and fork because I'm feeling hungry. I really am. Stew.
So another question out there. Yes, sir. Any time in history, where would you
go? Once again, proper answer, I think everyone could agree with this. Easily, I would love to go back to see the dinosaurs. Why is that funny? I find that, would you love, obviously from afar, do you know what I mean? But to see a growling T-Rex or a sleeping Brontosaurus or a skimming what's the one with the wings? Pterodactyl? There we go. Thank you very much. Bit of support there, not mockery, keeping me going. And you come out with a lot of fantastic Facebook photos. I think it'd be a lot of fun. The dinosaurs, or from afar, I'd like to see how violent the Vikings were. But from like a mountain up top, looking down, to see if some of those kind of myths and legends were true about them.
Can you do an impression of a pterodactyl?
Absolutely, more than happy to. Can you imagine if I was wearing a green screen suit and I was actually going to audition for Jurassic World or something? It would be neck out. Long span, allowing it to skim over T-Rexes and whatnot. The neck, you can see the buzzards being an ancestor. It was an improvised attempt, but I've seen them on Discovery Channel. Sorry about that, Brian.
No,
I'm just trying, friends.
They loved it. Yes, sir.
Favourite Christmas film.
Favourite Christmas film.
Favourite Christmas film. Well, once again, this is everyone's favourite Christmas film, and it is Home Alone. Yeah. There we go. It's all about, keeping them out. This is my castle, I own it, and it's a case of, I've worked quite hard for all this, and now you just want to trench crawl through the cat flap and just take all my gifts. Well, no. You know, and I think in actual fact, that kid, Kevin McAllister, I know he turned into Macaulay Culkin now, a bit of a drug addict type of thing. But, you know, he learned a lot that Christmas Eve. You know, consumerism isn't cheap. What you've got, protect it, because other people try and take it. I'm getting lost here, Brian.
But do you want a drink of water?
I should be all right, actually. I think a drink of water would be fine if that was heavy on. Or...
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine, absolutely, yep. Dampen those flames.
Yes, sir. Forget it. Move on to another one. Which famous piece of art would you own if you could?
I think I would love a famous artist perhaps do like a charcoal portrait of myself, something like that. Does that have to be something that already exists, or could it be something that already exists?
Ask the man.
Does it need to exist already? Yeah. Do you know, I don't mind admitting I'm not that up on the whole art realm. But it's... I mean, the only cliche I could say is that smiling woman with Italy behind her. You know, I would be a bit of a fake. You know, when it comes to Hollywood films, extraterrestrial, asylum seekers, and, you know, keeping out the working class from your home, things like Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, it's, I'm happy with that. But anything outside art galleries and whatnot, you know, I'm lost. And, you know, I need a sat-nav. I need a cultural sat-nav when I'm in that kind of area.
Okay. Yes, John.
Do you do any vocal warm-ups
before a performance? I've got to do it for the people at home. Do you do any vocal warm-ups for... what was it?
Before a performance? No, but I do a form of meditation where I try and just close my mind down, like Tesco's being closed down after... Imagine Tesco's doing 16 hours, all the lights go down, the pick and mix is put away, the trolleys are put away... you know, Sharon from Human Resources turns her computer off and you just say, oh God, just give me 5 seconds, homeless man outside of sleep. And that's my version of meditation. Just everything just goes down for a second and I'm back up.
Do you do that back there?
I do, yes. I wouldn't be like sort of crossing my legs. Like, I'm not very flexible, but I would. I think every now and then you might see me just stare into the distance and I'm sort of meditating and I'm sort of in my Tesco's kind of the lights are going out type of thing. Have you ever noticed that kind of deal?
Most of the time, you can't shut the fuck up.
I know. This is true. Those odd pauses are me just trying to get some kind of psychological enlightenment, which, you know, don't bother. It's a waste of time, really. I mean, rarely have I ever got it, but I think Waterstones have made a lot of money out of me reading those self-help books. There we go. Dearie me.
Do you want a drink of water?
No, I'll have a drink of water if it's around. I don't mind. Whatever you want. Water, nipples, I'll do whatever's needed.
So many people want to ask you questions. Yes. What would be your perfect day, David?
Date or day?
Day.
Stop pointing.
Sorry, I apologise. My perfect day, without a doubt, would be to go on a ramble, okay, countryside walk with Sean Connery. Okay, the original James Bond. Well, you can just imagine, he's a man of wisdom, the anecdotes on the set of Zulu, as we're appreciating the southern, the countryside. You know, me opening my flask for Sean, giving him some hot tomato sauce or whatnot. I just...
Hot tomato sauce?
Hot tomato sauce or soup, one or the other. I won't be packing the picnic, it'll be mother, so don't worry about that. That mistake wouldn't be there. And I imagine Sean would laugh about me calling it tomato sauce. He wouldn't mock me. I'd say, I meant soup, Sean. We'd laugh. We'd just look at the horizon. And he'd just be great to sort of have a bit of platonic bonding with, I think, out on the moors. No, not bonding. Bonding? No, it's bonding, yeah. So I'm bad. I'm constantly looking for the erotic edge on things.
No, bonding. Bond.
Fan absolute 007 bonding. You're quite right.
Very
with the
good.
Man himself. A bit of James bonding with the original Bond. A bit of
next
male
question.
Relationships.
Yes, sir.
If you could change something about yourself, what would make you happiest?
Okay, if you could change something about yourself, what would make you happiest?
I think Blonde hair is a very complimentary style, I think.
You know, what?
A complimentary style.
You didn't say that.
No, I didn't actually, but let's...
what did you say?
Around that.
What did you say?
Complimentary.
Complimentary.
Complimentary. Why not? It's complimentary, for crying out loud. Let's go with that. Complimentary style. Complimentary. It sounds like it should be a new shampoo or something.
It
does. Complimentary. I'll work with that. Turn a negative into a positive. That's the way forward. Ultimately, the only bad thing about having blonde hair and having that ABBA Swedish background is that you haven't got eyebrows. And it's just a negative. If you start darkening them or whatever... It
have you done that?
Well, the thing is, I tried once putting fake tan on, and it was a complete disaster. Because I have a very, very pale complexion in the winter. And during my late 20s, on the lookout for some women, I was told that, you know... there we go. Someone's enjoying themselves at the back there. I was told that fake tan was the way forward, and it just sort of looked yellow. And with the blonde hair, it just didn't mesh very well, particularly. But I haven't tried. I've tried putting charcoal, you know, on my own in a toilet,
Try it out
in the toilet in my bedsit, not on a train or in a
charcoal.
Charcoal, just to try and add a bit of dark complexion in it, because I sometimes look and I think, dear God, there's no eyebrows there, you know. And let's be realistic with the women, you know, when you're flirting, the odd Roger Moore raise of the eyebrow at an anecdote or something, and all those facial features are lost with me, with my blonde hair above my eyes. So that'd be the one thing I'd change, if I just a bit more darker in that area.
Any other questions? Yes, sir. Have you ever been to a music festival?
I have been to a music festival, which I've only been to one, where I actually performed. I did some MCing, microphone controlling, in between the...
That's not what it stands for.
Microphone control. I think it is. I've got the microphone. I'm controlling it.
Is it? I thought it was Master MC of Ceremonies. Master of Ceremonies.
Are you sure about that? All right, fair enough. There, we'll go with that. Microphone control, I'm pretty confident.
Microphone control.
Microphone control, Monsieur Hammer. I think that's how I've always
seen
it.
Is that what it means? No, it's Master of Ceremonies.
I think I'm seeing it from the American
anyway,
side.
Anyway, what
you're
were you
quite,
doing?
Let's agree to disagree. You're quite right. If only everyone would see it that way, we could move on. Ultimately... So what was the question? I was at a music festival as the MC.
Which music festival?
It was a music festival that was promoting
was
ice creams. Innocence was the...
Did someone from this gig get in touch with me to book you?
They did, yes.
Are you here tonight?
Yeah,
me. You did? Were you happy with what he produced? Exceptional.
Oh, that's very good of you. Thank you very much. It got a bit out of hand. It got a little rowdy. There was one woman chucking a lot of "See you next Tuesday" grenades my way, type of thing, endlessly. Got a bit repetitive. But
what was she saying to you exactly?
Just see you next Tuesday. See you.
I know, but I want to hear what she said to you.
There we go. Shut it. Cunt. Simple. There we go. There we go. Let's come. There we go. Terrible word, isn't it? It gives you me electric shock. It leaves my tongue just full of pins and needles when it comes out. It really does. It's a blasphemy. But she was saying that endlessly, like she was taken over by some kind of demonic spirit. And there's me trying to get through my script, just trudging through it. And the youngsters just got more and more drunk on whatever alcohol was put their way. They had a good time, bless them, simple as that. And, well, that's what happened, really. It was just a bit of a riot type of thing, me on the stage.
Cheers.
That's not a problem. Not a problem.
Any other questions? Man with the glasses and the beard. Hello.
What's your favourite brown liquid?
What's your favourite brown liquid and why?
It's very simple. A man with a similar mind. I mean, straight away you say brown liquid and my appetite level just rises. Straight away. I mean, you know, talk about smoothies. Put some Mars bars in there, some Revels. Chuck a whisper in there.
What's your favourite brown liquid and why?
My favourite brown... Out of all of them, my favourite brown liquid... I love to drink OXO. I love a bit of gravy.
No, you don't.
I actually do. If
what?
A lot of people drink gravy. I mean, it's
what you drink gravy.
It can get a little too salty after a while. But
hang on, David. When you're at home, you'll make gravy to drink.
I have Bovril. The Snowdonia. Sorry.
Bovril.
Yeah, when you say it's like Bovril, it's kind of beefy type of thing. I have nostalgia for roast dinners. I can't make a roast dinner. I kill myself, for crying out loud. But I can make the gravy. And it's kind of like half there. It's very nice. Put a bit of salt in it. If you go to Tesco's, you can get vegetable oxo, chicken oxo. I think it's fish. I think it's a poor one. But honestly, you try it, and it's basically like a cup of soup. Put a bit of pepper on top.
Oh,
it's the little things. It's the little things.
Another question. Yes, sir. Have I asked you to support me on my tour yet?
You did, but then you took it away. So just then, actually, I was like, I can't wait. Put me in. And you said, in actual fact, I'll do most of it on my own and then maybe get in contact, which is fair enough. It's not a problem. You've tasted the pudding. You've seen it. You know, it's not a problem. No, not at all. No, not at all. Brian needs to... He's got to pay for his mortgage and whatnot. He's got to, you know... You can't place it all on this blonde man's dreams, for God's sake.
I've given you enough of a leg up.
Oh,
mate.
You bloody have, sir. I'm balancing on your forehead, for God's sake. That's like a circus clown. Little
it's about time you put a bit of effort in.
I know, you're quite right. 24/7 effort.
No, this is all chat.
No, what do you want me to do? Do I have a press up, nipples? I'm quite happy to. You give me more than a help up the old greasy the ladder pole or whatever metaphor you want. So I'm happy. Whatever effort you want, you just say, you know. Verbal contract right now, I'm happy to sign.
Lap dance? No, lap dance.
Give me a little bit of dignity. I've got much in the bank, but, you know, leave it there. With interest, it'll grow.
Next question. Yes, lady there.
Really weird day at work today. What's the weirdest thing you've done as a community leader?
Right, he's not a community leader. It's all made up.
This is the truth. This is absolutely.
She had a weird day at work. What's the weirdest day you've ever had? Truthfully, David, at work.
I don't know. I'd say weird as in stressful in a situation. Blockbusters. I used to... Not the quiz, the video store. Stop knocking. Blockbusters here in Hove. I was given the response. It's amazing what you people find amusing, but you know, it's your evening, you laugh away. I was in charge of Blockbusters in Hove. I wasn't in charge, I was given the afternoon in charge of Blockbusters in Hove. And there was a very ambitious cardboard standee for the second Fast and the Furious film. And the only responsibility I was given was to put up this cardboard standee, and I just could not do it. It's just as simple as that. I just could not unfold Vin Diesel's head. The flames couldn't... I kept looking at the watch thinking she's going to come back because she's a gambler. She used to put money on... But it's not for me to say. We'll have to bleep out whole Blockbusters. Goodness me. Thank God the video thing's gone down the tubes there. But it got very stressful. Very stressful. And she came in and you could tell she loved the idea that this standee had basically castrated me, demasculated me, as I just had Vin Diesel. And there was a Chinese chap. I don't know why. It was in Tokyo, the second one. And this car in flames. I just looked at her and I said, I've tried everything. I just can't put it up. It's as simple as that.
So, actually, we might as well do the quickfire 5 minute section at the end of the podcast.
Absolutely. What suits?
So, it's literally bang, bang, bang. Question, answer, question, answer.
Yep. Reaction.
Okay,
reaction.
Here we go with the quickfire last 5 minute section. Here we go. Who's got a question? Yes, sir. Favourite cloud?
Thundercloud. Did you say cloud?
Yes, sir. Sexual fantasy.
With a school teacher and I'm naughty. Apologies, that's just reality.
Enough.
It's just reality, sorry.
That's enough. Yes. One food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Alpen. You've got raisins, nuts,
yes,
good mixture.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek confuses me. Very confusing.
Yes, sir. Favourite swimming stroke?
The breaststroke all the way. Zero energy, good gliding coordination. Breaststroke, like a swan.
Yes, madam. Sorry?
Magnums or...
Magma or lava.
Is that an electricity current? What exactly? What? Oh, volcano. Oh, forget Pompeii all the way, love. I'm really not sure. I apologise. I apologise. They're out of my depth.
Yes, sir. Can you do a squat thrust? He's about to do it. Try and do a squat thrust.
Apologise. So, like, I don't know what sort of thrust that is. I haven't been in gym for a while.
For the benefit of the people at home, what did you just do?
I thrusted my groinal area into the audience. I apologise. Inappropriate.
Yes,
I was improvising.
Favourite war?
Oh,
I
think they should be, as you're short, but the Falklands, they could do a lot with that, especially on the water. The Shepherds did a lot.
Yes, sir. Favourite part of a woman?
The brain. Simple as that. Through the skull, up there, that's the organ that I want to make love to.
What was that? Favourite part apart from the... I
love the smell of
a what?
Of a woman, a female.
Yeah, what part?
The swan-like neck, the hair.
The neck? The neck?
The neck, the face,
One part, what do you like?
One part, it's got to be... I love the idea of a female...
What part of a woman do you like?
I don't mind a buttock. It's just the one, for crying out loud, just the one buttock, fleshy bum.
Yes, man at the back. Favourite radio station?
Favourite radio station, I can't stress enough, definitely Radio 4, I listen to it all. Thank you, there we go, that's how the evening should have gone, me saying something, you cheering. great documentaries.
That's all right.
Yes, Radio 4.
First act as Prime Minister.
First act with Prime Minister, without a doubt. Do you know what? I tell you what.
Quick. First one.
These TV shows called Baywatch, where you got women on phones chatting to people on TV.
Quick.
They're like on 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's a woman with cleavages.
What are you talking about?
I would get them off television.
You get them off the TV.
I'd get them off TV. I would not have cleavages before 4 o'clock.
Favourite porn parody.
Porn parody. I don't like to laugh. I like to focus on erotica. I don't like to laugh. That's multitasking. I'm not interested in that.
Yes, madam. Three nipples. You just said three nipples. Yeah, yes. One person you could kill in history.
One person I would kill in history would be. I'm trying to think of an actual assassin.
Come on!
I will. Without
now.
A doubt.
Now, Tony
Hart, I would kill, and he let me down in a big way. There is history between me and Tony. I sent endless art to that gallery. Not one thing was pinned up.
Yes, sir. What question would you ask Brian?
What are you doing Christmas Day?
Lovely stuff. Five more questions. Here we go,
people. What are you doing Christmas Day?
Best Police Academy film.
After the first one, it just goes down. That's textbook with most series, except Star Wars.
Series. Yes, sir. When were your parents most proud of you?
They're going to be the future. I know, it's on the way. It's on the way. Work in progress.
Okay. Yes, sir. One celebrity you can bring back from the dead.
Well, it would be Tony Hart, because I've... I think I sat him down with the charcoal drawings and I explained them, it wasn't just some crudely drawn letter sent to the BBC, I think we could have like bonded over it. I think he would have seen there was some potential there for his gallery.
Yes, sir. What's your porn name? So it's your name, your Willy, nickname your Willy, and your favourite food?
Oscar Alpin.
Yes, sir. What do you drink the gravy out of?
It's a Tasmanian devil mug. Simple as that. If you're insane by that, the simple as just the head of a Tasmanian Warner Brothers character.
Right. Okay, I'm going to stop the podcast there. It smells like someone shat themselves.
It's certainly not me, sir.
Right, someone in the front row has. That's a real shame to end, end the podcast. It's actually sticking in my throat. So I'm going to go along the front row and have a look at them. Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? Someone's done it, so own up. Did you do it? Did you do it? You? 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 Well, someone did it. What a shame.
It is a bit of a shame. It hasn't hit my nostrils yet, but it will at some point.
It's here. Let's end the podcast on that.
There it is. I got a whiff. That's quite a... It's like knocking into a wall, isn't it? It's quite a...
It's showbiz. Horrible, isn't it?
It really is. It's got to be said.
Right. We can't end on a fart. Wait. Nipple! No, if you don't want to show your nipple, then don't.
Well, I'm sure I can show you, but there it is. It's a bit of an anticlimax.
Fucking hell,
this
is mental.
Simple as that, there.
Where? Where?
There.
He's got one. He's got a third nipple.
There we go.
Round of applause for David
Thank
and his
you.
Third nipple, everybody.
Thank you, people. Hugely appreciate
it. David, oi, where are you going?
Thank you. Absolutely.
I feel like we've got to end on one more question. One more.
Here
anyone.
Go.
What's the worst present you've ever bought?
The worst present I ever bought was, it was a wallet which said, I love you, sister, to my sister. And she just asked me how much it cost. It was just basically an anticlimax. And it was embarrassing in front of the rest of the family. And the words weren't enough, really. I think she needed a brand name to go alongside the love.
Round of applause for David, everybody!
Please.
Oh. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming this evening.